Buenas tardes a todos.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Ricardo Delgado.
My name is Ricardo Delgado, and I am the founder and director of La Quinta Columna. All the vaccines tested, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Janssen, and Moderna, contain exclusively nanotechnology. We have found nanorouters, which also emit MAC addresses that can be registered with Bluetooth wireless technology by just using your own mobile phone and the help of an app. We have found nano antennas and plasmonic antennas for the amplification of these signals. We have also identified nanorectennas, which act as rectifier bridges of alternating, direct current, codecs, and certain logic gates for the encryption of these nanocommunications emitted from the inoculated individual to a remote server. The primary material for the elaboration of these microstructural complexes is graphene oxide, the presence of which is decisive for the self-assembly of these structural complexes. The main mechanisms of exfoliation of graphene oxide within the body, into graphene quantum dots, are natural biodegradation mediated by the enzyme myeloperoxidase, and the teslaphoresis mechanism, which are microwave electromagnetic fields emitted from mobile phone signals with different frequency ranges. Graphene oxide injected into the body acquires magnetic properties in contact with hydrogen and living cells. This is why most vaccinated people have this exacerbated magnetism at the point of inoculation, and subsequently in the upper solar plexus and the skull. Graphene oxide is detected in the body by our immune system as if it were a pathogen. Once injected, it has an affinity for the central nervous system. Basically, the spinal cord and our brain, because of its higher electrical conductivity. In the central nervous system, it causes immobilization of limbs, strokes, paraplegia, and alteration of the nervous system. Graphene oxide has a blood clotting factor and increases thrombogenicity or thrombus proliferation. The ultimate consequence of thrombi is all kinds of cardiovascular accidents, such as embolisms, ischemias, strokes, aneurysms, etc. Graphene oxide also has an affinity for electrical organs, such as our heart, especially when its cardiac activity increases, and therefore its electrical activity. At that moment, this graphene oxide targets the heart and inflames it, generating myocarditis or pericarditis. In addition, graphene oxide has the ability to absorb electromagnetic radiation from our environment and multiply it with a transistor effect. Thus, it generates small discharges that cause arrhythmias in our cardiac system. This explains why so many athletes are suffering from arrhythmias when they have increased cardiac activity. Consequences of these arrhythmias are fainting, blackouts or syncope, linked or not to unexpected or sudden death. A large part of our vaccinated population is suffering unexpected or sudden death when interacting near these microwave sources. Graphene oxide also has the capacity to generate mutagenesis, chromosomal alteration, and cancer, so that those people who have recently suffered tumors or neoplasms, after vaccination, will rapidly resurface a line of metastases, and those who are completely healthy will be at high risk of developing cancer. Graphene oxide is extremely toxic, and its toxicity is also dependent on the electromagnetic radiation it absorbs. Wherever it goes, it generates tissue inflammation, systemic or multi-organ inflammation, and a cascade of free radicals. When the oxidative stress generated by this toxic substance inside the body breaks the equilibrium in the redox balance and exceeds a certain threshold above the antioxidant levels of our endogenous glutathione, our immune system collapses and favors the famous cytokine storm. This graphene oxide, which is injected as a prime material in vaccines, is eliminated from the body through our lungs. But if it is irradiated whilst found in the lungs, the subsequent inflammation of the lung tissue causes bilateral pneumonia. If the vaccinated survive the initial doses of graphene oxide injected into their blood, it will be degraded in the body by the neutralizing antibodies that are responsible for its degradation.
De anticuerpos neutralizantes que son responsables de su degradación. Una vez desaparece el grafeno y su...
Once the graphene and its toxicity is gone, so are the antibodies that neutralize the substance, which also trigger our immunoglobulins.
Disparan nuestras inmunoglobulinas.
This is why people are being forced to be revaccinated every 3 months, in order to maintain the body's levels of this toxic substance, by claiming that they no longer possess immunity.
Alegando que ya no posee inmunidad. En definitiva, el inexistente...
In short, the non-existent, non-isolated, non-purified, non-cultivated SARS-CoV-2 presented to us in the official version and its variants is in the real version the graphene oxide introduced consciously and voluntarily in the flu vaccine of the 2019 to 2020 campaign.
La vacuna antigripal de la campaña 2019-2020. Dicho de otro modo,
in other words, the disease, relabeled COVID-19, is simply a graphene-enhanced acute irradiation syndrome. Therefore, the first and basically the only artificial wave at our elderly in nursing homes as its target population, whose flu vaccination rate is very close to 100%.
Tuvo como población diana nuestros ancianos en las residencias, cuya tasa de vacunación antigripal es...
Our elderly were previously vaccinated with this substance, and then irradiated with the famous cell phone antennas, which suspiciously, 8 out of 10 are implanted in the vicinity of nursing homes or old folks' homes.
8 de cada 10 de ellas son implantadas en las inmediaciones de geriátricos residencias.
They justified the genocide of our elderly as a pretext to tell the entire world population that we were facing a new coronavirus, so that under the fear of this alleged contagion tall tale, they could proceed to inoculate the entire world population with graphene oxide. The aim is to eliminate a large part of the population and use the behavioral modulation properties of graphene oxide in the field of neuroscience and artificial intelligence for the remaining population.
Campo de la neurociencia y la inteligencia artificial para la población remanente. El óxido de grafeno tiene...
Graphene oxide has a special affinity for neurons. Once installed in neurons, it generates an artificial neural network that gradually replaces the natural neural network. When the size of graphene oxide nanoparticles is less than 35 nanometers, they easily pass through our blood-brain barrier, a membrane that protects our brain from possible damage coming from the outside, and gain access to our own neural network. On the one hand, graphene oxide manages to break neuronal synapses so that our brain can be mapped and literally collect information such as memories, local thoughts, sensations, emotions, or feelings. You will now understand why during this pandemic, legislation such as the Neuro Rights Act has been passed in certain countries. Moreover, this graphene oxide can be stimulated remotely and wirelessly, using for this purpose the implementation of the new 4G, 4G Plus and 5G technology. All vaccinated people send their data to an external server, controlled by artificial intelligence, probably financed by Mr. Elon Musk. This information provided is a synopsis of more than 20,000 hours of research, working with a multidisciplinary group of scientists, and is based on the scientific discoveries in Dr. Campra's final technical report, which provides unequivocally conclusive evidence of the presence of reduced graphene oxide in samples of the vaccines produced by AstraZeneca, Moderna, Pfizer and Janssen. This research also emerges from scientific analysis of the material and observational evidence. We understand that they have taken advantage of the general ignorance and lack of knowledge of the medical and health community regarding matters such as nanotechnology to carry out this sinister plan of what they call Agenda 2030.
Esta valiosa información donde encontrarás...
You can learn more about this valuable information at www.lockheedcolumna.net, where you will find all the evidence and scientific articles stated here.
Entre comillas, es global. Nos enfrentamos a la desaparición.
Since the vaccination process is global, we are facing the disappearance of the human species as we know it within a few months. They call it post or transhumanism, or simply the Human 2.0 project. In that new stage, the automaton survivor will be deprived of self-thought, autonomy, and free will. A slave species, diminished and entirely dependent on these technocratic oligarchies. La Quinta Columna is made up of millions of people around the world who seek to maintain the essence of human beings, respect for humanity, and their dignity as a unique species. La Quinta Columna uncovered this crime against humanity, against its life, and against its very nature. Please, share this vital information with those around you.